Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
You know, there's a phrase that I've been hearing around social media spoken by millennials in the workplaces, age ranges between 24 to 39, apparently, about those in the workplace ages range between, say, 55 and 75. And it simply goes like this. Okay, boomer. It's not so much a sign of disrespect, but more of a light-hearted comment used to dismiss or mock attitudes stereotypically attributed to the baby boomer generation. Now, the phrase okay boomer was popularized as a reaction to a video of an unidentified older man in which he declared that millennials have the Peter Pan syndrome. They don't ever want to grow up. They think the utopian ideals that they have in their youth are somehow going to translate into adulthood. The video inspired the phrase, okay, boomer, in retaliation. Although I think this is all intended in good jest, it did send me thinking that we have to be careful that as we advance in years in the workplace, that we don't stand still in the present. I actually purport that there's an even worse position to be in as a boomer in the workplace, and that's to remain in the past. I sat with someone recently who squarely sits in the boomer generation. It's almost as if his soundtrack was stuck on rewind. Every anecdote, every example, in fact, every word was about the past. It's as if he's not aware of the present and has no concept of tomorrow. I can imagine him being a very difficult person to work with or work for. See, boomers like this just don't see the talent around them that needs to blossom as all roads lead to themselves and their perspectives and how it should be done. Okay, boomer? This concept of being stuck in the past hit me again recently when my wife and I checked in at Burbank Airport in California. I love that airport, but have you ever paid attention, if you've been to that airport, to the recorded music being piped 24/7 through the airways down there? It's all from the 1980s. Seriously, check it out. It's awesome. Well, at least to me, some of it is. I have this vision of someone coming into work one day, nearly four decades ago, and sneakily slipping in a best of the 80s multi-CD, and it's been playing every day, 24 hours a day, ever since. The only vision worse than this is if some manager at some point in the past declared that this was good music and had the explicit formal authority to dictate that that was what should be played every day at Bob Hope Airport while on his watch or her watch. My guess is the staff at the airport don't hear the soundtrack anymore. They close their ears to it. And that's my fear for my older friend at work. If he's playing the same old soundtrack every day, chances are no one's listening to him. We have to be careful to not fall prey to all these generational differences in the workplace. There's enough already to get people wound up at work. What I believe is the common denominator between all people of all ages, of all cultures at work, is the value of being valued. Whether we want to label them as boomers or Generation X or millennials, we should take care to show that we care about each other. I think there's no greater way to show that we care than to ask for their ideas, their input, and their suggestions. Great organizations know this. Boomers often complain that millennials lack loyalty and will jump ship for a little more recognition across the street. Now, there may be some truth in that, but I actually believe the recognition we all seek, regardless of age, is to know that we're doing work that matters, that we're making a difference with the time we invest in the workplace. So whether we're just sitting down chatting or working in the world of commerce side by side, let's be sure we don't drown out the soundtrack that others can sing because we're stuck on some multi-CD from the 1980s. Okay, boomer.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.